Right now, we have something for women only. And now that I've said that, men will pay close attention. I know you guys. I know how you think.
Yes, you do. You know the man's perspective, Bob. I know so many women who are in midlife right now, and they know that they're not done yet, but they feel stuck. And this is for them. But it could be for anybody else who's feeling in a midlife rut.
That's right. And so this morning, Marianne talks about, well, I don't know, is this about reinventing yourself?
Well, you know what, Bob? Reinventing yourself, I mean, it's such a cliche now. It can sound really overwhelming to, like, completely remake yourself. I mean, people don't even know where to start. So let's just call these 10 suggestions for a way to reboot. And even if you can just do some simple things that maybe you haven't thought about doing, it's a step in the right direction.
All right. What's number one?
Okay. Number one is rebrand yourself like a product. I never really thought about it, but this is a great idea. And I really have been doing this. If anybody follows me on all my social platforms and stuff, you're not who you were 10 years ago. So why are you using the same LinkedIn bio and headshot? Update your online presence to reflect who you are now. You're smart, you're stylish, you're seasoned, you're still rising. So reflect that.
So should I stop using as my publicity photo here at the station my bar mitzvah picture?
Yes. And I do know that you have some very old pictures there, Bob. You need to update. But also the information. You work at WGN. You've been there for a long time. You are the voice of Chicago. What else?
Voice of the, what am I at the museum? Oh, the coal mine at the Museum of Science and Industry.
Yes, and we won't say that you were fired from the heart and lung machine.
They changed format on me.
Okay. Number two is make a hell yes or no list. You don't need any more maybes in your life. Audit your commitments, relationships, your calendar, anything that drains you, cut it. If it's not a hell yes, it's a no. The next one is throw a midlife power lunch. So invite 2 to 3 women that you admire, even if they're not your close friends. Book a table and talk dreams, not just complaints or health issues. You will leave inspired, caffeinated, and with 3 new ideas that you never saw coming.
Do you do that?
You know that I do that all the time. Yes, and I know you do that too, by the way. But you don't invite 3 women, you invite 3 men.
No, but now you mentioned it.
Okay. The fourth one is wear the outfit that you've been saving. Oh, my goodness. This is such a great reminder. What are you saving it for? A gala? The queen? Wear the dress. Spritz the fancy perfume. Make Wednesday feel like something.
You know, I've been saving one of my Late Night with David Letterman t-shirts for a special occasion. So thanks for the reminder.
And Bob, all kidding aside, anytime I buy you anything, you save it for 4 years. Then you wear it and it's out of style already. So moving on. Take one scary step toward your dream. Send the email. Apply for the thing. Start the side hustle. Perfection is the enemy of momentum. Just move. You can't start until you start. The next one is turn a passion into passive income. If you love organizing or baking or skincare, start a digital product, an affiliate list, or a tutorial. You don't need to go big. You just need to start. Educate yourself so that you know how to do these things. And the next one is ask yourself, what would 25-year-old me think of me now? She would be proud of your strength and maybe shocked that you still care what people think. Write her a letter. She just might give you the push that you need. What do you think?
I'm thinking about that. So what would the 25-year-old me think of me now? Old, I think.
Yes, but your 25-year-old self would probably be shocked that at this age you still have it. You've got it, Bob. Okay, I love this next tip. Plan a 24-hour solo getaway. Okay, just you, a great hotel, a journal, a book, and a do not disturb sign. Nothing resets the brain like silence and room service.
So if I announce to you today that I'm going away myself for the weekend, that'd be okay with you?
I said 24 hours, but yeah, you can take the whole weekend. I think I would. I think that would be okay with me, because then I would have that too, silence and all that stuff. You need the room service. I don't. All right. The next one is pick a midlife mentor crush and stalk them lovingly. So find somebody who's living that second act that you want. Read their stuff, watch their interviews, and let their story fuel yours. And the last one is make a bold declaration out loud. Okay, so say it on the radio. You have a radio show, Bob, and I have, you know, the ability to be on it. Say it in your newsletter. Say it to your friends. This is what I'm doing next. And when you say it out loud, you really start to believe it. And permit me to say mine out loud right now on the radio. Okay, so I'm going to put myself out there, and I already believe it. I'm revamping my Savvy Planet newsletter. I'm taking a course that was pretty expensive, but I'm learning how to do all these things. And I want everyone in our little savvy community to send it to a friend, because we need each other. And it's a place where we women who are not done, I am certainly not done, we can share ideas and be connected. So that's what I'm working on right now, is revamping my Savvy Planet newsletter.
Can I be in your savvy community, or is it for women only?
You can be in my savvy community. We don't discriminate, but, you know, usually more women are attracted to this kind of stuff.
Well, everybody likes your recipes. What's on this week?
Okay, well, this week I have a recipe for making the perfect homemade crispy shallots that you can throw over any dish, any salad, or if you're like me, you can just eat it straight out of the jar. It wasn't until I started following this recipe that I stopped burning the shallots, by the way. I have a video out on social media where I call for crispy shallots, not cremated shallots. And I used a little bit of AI to create this video. You have to see it. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it now, like in the next couple of minutes. So if you follow me on Instagram, at Havana Girl, or YouTube, it's posted on YouTube already, Marianne Murciano. I don't even know. I have so much social media. I'm just going to spend the next hour posting it. But it's hilarious. You saw it, Bob, right?
Yeah. You have too many addresses, by the way.
Yes, I do. But everyone connects with the other. But the newsletter will connect with everything.
All right. And Instagram handle is Havana Girl. Otherwise, go to SavvyPlanet.com for Marianne's recipe, and also to sign up for whatever she's doing, Savvy-Planet.com.
Yeah, and also, right now I'm putting together a Mother's Day gift guide that I'm also going to share on the newsletter. I'm putting it together right now so that nobody has to think too much about what are you going to get for your mother, or for that woman who has the motherly role in your life, or what are you going to ask for from your kids?
Oh, good, because, you know, originally I was planning on getting an ironing board for you for Mother's Day. I'll check the newsletter.
Yeah, no ironing boards, no vacuum cleaners, unless it's like a super fancy schmancy one that works on its own, Aruba.
I was going to put a nice ribbon around it for romance. Thank you, Marianne.